The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Dolvin! Don't you owe me money? No!
And you fall asleep.
Dovin's like, hey, I know you all are just dying to hear my story, but I haven't slept in a bed for like, gosh, I can't remember when, so I'm going to go get me some soda, because I'm tired.
With what money?
I have a room, Silvana, darling. I still have a room, right? No, I gave it to your friends. Oh, well, that's fine then. He goes upstairs.
He owes us.
And Silvanus goes, 5, 4, 3. Don't. Could I have a spare key?
So what's going on around town?
Everyone seems a little at edge. Your apathy is affecting me.
I'd you know, say I cared, but
you
not
don't.
Really.
I don't know. I'm not a mind reader, so if people have some issue about what's going on, it's not my problem.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Okay.
People are just down.
We'll go harass about the room.
If
then.
You want ale? Talk to me. Okay.
Actually, an ale would be good. I've got money now.
I'll go harass about the room. Yeah.
As you come close to him, the waft of his perfume overtakes you, and it's a pleasant departure from the
Bollywood smell. It's like normally
that
you would
go. Sadly, you have started to grow used to at least a little bit. Now that it's gone, you go, that's what air smells like. Wow. Ah. He's like, so. How was that? Tell me, I want to hear everything. You guys have been gone for all day, so, I mean, sit, please.
Well, I would love to tell you all about our grand adventure. We had, we discovered some very interesting things and found some very interesting things, but before we left, if memory serves, you were looking something up for us.
Yep.
Have you had any luck with that?
Yep. Well, let me ask you first, how did it go with the frog dudes.
The Bullywugs. Repulsive creatures.
All dead save one.
Yeah, you're standing outside. Like Savannah, I said... Savannah, we got a Bullywug outside. Do you want to kill it? Like, oh, no, I'll call the guards.
He's yeah, with him. It's a pack animal now.
They're pack animals?
Apparently.
Very smelly ones.
Savannah, apparently it's a pack mule, not a Bullywug.
It is a Bullywug, but
it's a Bullywug pack mule.
It's a pack Bullywug.
Okay. Yeah, people were giving it a wide berth.
This is an area going like this.
And occasionally rubs up against him.
Whatever.
So
you're never going to get that stink.
Yeah, I'll give him a brief recounting of the Bullywug incidents and Iron Tooth, and ask him if he's heard anything about a Kal-El. Does the name ring a bell anywhere? I figured you being the sagely one of the village, you might know more than anyone.
The name doesn't ring any bells. I haven't read it in any of the books I got, and I haven't heard anyone mention it.
Okay. It was a long shot. Has there been anyone here in the village that you know of that's been acting a little unusual or out of sorts or been collecting a lot of information about the city?
Well, no one sort of stands out, but I sort of go here and I go back to my tower usually. Occasionally I get a visit from the Lord, but
if I wanted to, that must be an important visit.
Well, he usually needs money or something.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. If I were to want to find out something like that, who would know the town populace the best? Who would be most in touch with everyone?
Points over to Elyon.
Okay. So about the, there is something very interesting you might want to have someone check out here in a little bit. That supposed dragon burial site?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's actually there.
Really?
Yeah, dragon bones and everything.
Fascinating.
So if you can get an expedition team together sometime next couple of days.
This is all for Bullywug for taking care of.
Oh, Bullywug's Bullywug resolves.
Except for Clark.
That'll be good.
He's our friend.
Yeah, Bullywug issue resolved.
Except for that.
His name is Clark.
Still resolved.
His name is Clark. He has a name.
I know, it's just not right.
He's standing there licking his own testicles. I'm assuming those are testicles.
I don't think frogs have
parents. I don't want to know what those are then.
So, yeah, if you can get an expedition together sometime here in the next couple of days, the bones will still be there. It's absolutely fantastic.
All under the map. However, if you wait 3 days, the bones will get up and leave.
No, if you wait 3 days, the bones will disappear because they're
local pillagers.
Yeah, no, because their spawn rate has expired.
Oh.
It's going to respawn as a dragon somewhere in the zone.
All right. The big question is, do you show them the note?
Uh-huh.
I have the note.
Well, yeah.
I don't have the notes, so, but when I mention it, if we have it, yeah, I'll show it to him. We did find this amongst the Bullywugs, though, so.
Orcus? Pork. I love pork pies. Let's go over to my tower. I'm talking private, yeah.
Uh-oh.
And we should notify, and you should definitely let, we should definitely notify Lord Padgett about that.
So, your tower, 30 minutes?
Alright, yeah, 30 minutes. Right, get you. I gotta, and then...
Go to your tower.
Right. And he scurries off. Or waddles off, right.
So what's this orcus that's terrifying him so much?
I'll give you the briefing later.
Oh, wait, no, I know who Orcus is. Who's that bad guy?
I'll give you the briefing later.
He's only a demon lord.
Yeah.
They're not so bad, are they?
Nah, not really.
We're first level. We might be able to take him.
Take him out to dinner. Here, I pre-seasoned myself for you.
I suddenly have this strange urge to call him a poofter.
So I'm going to go up and ask the, is Savannah the bartender, the barkeep?
Yep.
Savannah?
Yes?
I was wondering, how well do you know the folks here in town?
Oh, fairly well. Most everyone comes through here at least once.
I was wondering if maybe you hadn't noticed someone acting a little, I mean, everyone's acting a little strange right now, but if you hadn't noticed someone acting a little bit more unusual.
Than normal?
Anyone gathering large amounts of information?
You know, I try to make it a point not to get into people's business, but let me tell you, some people around here are kind of weird, but, what do you mean by strange, though? I mean, just...
Well, just something out of the ordinary, something significantly... noticeable that they wouldn't normally do.
Who?
No?
Anybody new in town?
Is there anyone, any locals here who ask a lot of questions about the functionings of the city, city guard, population. Someone who would collect information like that.
Mm. You mean a spy?
No, you know, a lot of people ask a lot of questions. Most people sort of keep themselves. Elyon's the chattiest one, obviously, mm-hmm. but he's Elyon. He's like, you've had four this morning.
Let me bring it over to him.
Elyon, everyone's been kind of acting kind of strange lately, unfortunately, but I don't know what, it says something in the air, I don't know.
I think you need to sleep for 8 hours. I'd rather deal with an angry...
Gosh.
You know,
but really, I mean, this is a real quiet place.
Okay.
Well, if something comes to mind, anything to come out here.
If something comes to mind, let me know. Something jumps out, something you remember, something you notice, let me know.
Okay.
There's a couple things that have me a little concerned.
Certainly.
I appreciate it. And I'll take it over to him if you want.
Sure. She goes away humming.
And I miss whatever it was he was motioning. He wanted one more of.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Another ale.
Okay. Well, then I'll get two of them. And leave payment and come walking on over.
Like, oh, excellent!
So, I hear you want one more.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what.
I'm not dancing.
I'll give you one more if you'll engage me in some witty conversation.
Oh, well, witty conversation is my favorite.
I kind of thought it might be. You seem like that sort of a gentleman.
Yep, I'm talented that way.
Wonderful. Oh, well, sorry. I was wondering if maybe you couldn't indulge...
What was your name again?
Oh, my name?
Nothing's on it.
Oh, you'll have to work harder than that to get my name.
Sorry.
What was your name again?
I tell you what, let's do a question and answer session. You can ask questions and answer.
I'm good at these semaphore games. Yeah, okay.
Okay. My name is Belda. And yours?
I'm... Elyon.
Mm-hmm. It's very nice to meet you.
Pig farmer.
Ah, okay.
Pigs in these. Am I a pig farmer? I think I'm a pig.
Look at the boots. What do the boots say?
Pig farmer. Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Elyon, do you know a lot of people here around town?
I've lived here all my life.
So you know everybody then?
I do. No.
Has anyone been acting a little weird lately?
Mm-hmm. Weird? Well, you know, something has changed in the air, you know.
Something's changed? What's changed?
Somewhere. Somewhere. A door has opened.
A door to where? Beyond where?
Beyond, you know, from...
Oh, okay.
Beyond, okay.
And
it's dark behind that door, you know. Like,
have you seen the
someone
door?
Someone didn't light the torches?
No, I wouldn't go near any door. Unless it was the door to this place or the door to a house.
Okay.
Or the pigsty door.
Well, I was wondering more, yeah, maybe.
or more door.
Yeah. At least that's the dream I had.
Oh, okay. In this dream, did you know where the door was?
Nope. Just
okay.
Door. Big, shadowy door. Open, you know. Darkness. Weakness.
Alright.
Well, you okay, Andre? You're pacing.
You know a lot of people here in town. You've been here all your life, you know? Is there anyone who's been acting a little peculiar? Like, they're asking a lot of questions about town. They kind of want to know a lot of information about it. Maybe been sneaking off in the middle of the night somewhere. I mean, you are the pig farmer. You know these things.
Oh, yep. I've always thought that Lord Padraig was kind of peculiar.
Yeah, no way.
I think he's little.
Ah.
You know.
I think the term is knucking futs.
Well, see, we're kind of.
I haven't heard that term before.
We're.
It's like an ogre now.
You have a, you know, you have a whatever she is, a half elf or an elf or what are you?
Half elf.
Sorry, I don't mean to. I don't mean to offend your racistness.
She's decorating you.
I believe that's a sign of betrothal in other places.
It could be.
At least I think so.
I didn't know she swung that way.
It's a good thing we're not in other places, though.
I gotta say, you're the thickest halfling I've ever seen.
I know. As halflings come out, I was always the big one.
Oh, well, you must have hurt coming out, you know.
You can't begin to imagine.
I don't know. Probably walked bow-legged for weeks.
Could be. You know, we kind of wonder. We think the town might be in a lot of trouble.
We think
there might be a spy among them.
Spy!
Bad idea.
I'll keep my ears open.
Keep your eyes open, too.
That's that good. Might
and my eyes, too. Oh, I don't think I can close my ears. With the hope I can't.
Well, if you hear something, let us know, okay?
It's a metaphor.
I knew that. I know all about metaphors.
No, it doesn't mean four legs.
That gnome over there is kind of funny.
He sure is. He is a very funny gnome.
For a gnome, I would be pretty funny. I'd be the fattest gnome on the face of the earth. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I'm a dwarf.
Well, I need you to do me one more favor. I need you to finish this ale for me, okay?
Will do. I can handle that. And I'll keep my, you know.
Okay.
If I hear anything.
All right.
You'll be the first to know.
Okay.
This is a mob site.
You guys do what you want to do.
Bad shit crazy.
Give me pig fumes. I've wanted off.
Now you see what's going to happen to us with that thing around.
Tower. We have to go to the tower.
Yeah, I'm going to go meet with
Cork.
Was he playing the horse?
No, me.
The belt.
So he's passing the blame now?
Let me tell you this. I traveled with her for months before I traveled with you, and never before had she passed gas.
It's about time.
I don't think so.
Alright, I'm gonna wander off to the tower and check up and have a conversation with can't remember his name.
I'm gonna find a mage to close portal on your ass.
No, then he would explode and be even worse.
Well, you can arm someone with the frickin' cork.
You are a he, right? I'll take that as a yes.
What if we name Clark and he's a she?
You could always get the druid or ranger to sex him.
No way.
Would it be the same thing as like how you sex hamsters? It's a boy. It's a boy.
I'm just putting my mouth anywhere near the back.
No way.
You wouldn't survive the encounter.
No. Alright, I'm going to go wander off to this tower. So, I'm off to the tower.
Alright.
I'm off to find a bath so I can at least smell somewhat remotely human
for
a while.
I'd like to go collect our reward.
Alright, so you're heading off.
I'm going to go with you.
You're heading off to the noble quarter, or the gate to the noble house.
I'm afraid of Clark. He's giving me the eye.
Alright, so you're going to the tower, bathing. Noble, where are you going?
I'll follow him.
Going with him?
Want to stay
I'm
going to
follow him.
You're going with him, okay.
I'm going to bathe.
Clark is going to go with you.
if he does not go with him, if he's still here when I get into the bath, he will be in pieces by the time you guys get back.
You can't kill it, we give it a name.
Doesn't matter. Named characters die all the time.
Alright, well, you two walk up to the inner gate, which is closed. It has two guards in front of it, pacing back and forth. They look rather bored. It's midday, you know, probably closer to the afternoon at this point. They go, hop, 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 hop. No, no one passes into the noble quarter of our fair city without express invitation from Lord Patrick.
We would like to report to Lord Patrick that we have dealt with the Bullywug problem.
Yep. 1 second. All right. Wait here. I'll go see if he's home.
Okay.
I don't hope he has pants on this time. goes through the inner gate.
Walking around with no pants on. I like the breeze.
Well, a few minutes go by and he comes back. Good. Are you Rogar?
Yeah.
Oh, he said specifically that Rogar was allowed in, so this must be your slave. Go on in.
Whatever.
And you realize you have a
bully. I'm going to allow this.
See, he's on a leash. That's good.
Yes.
Probably don't want to take that in the house.
Where would you like me to put it?
You tie it up with some in the far end of the staple.
tie. Clark, stay. Good, Clark. Flip him some sausage.
And a flower.
you sit him down in the stable and you start eyeing around and you see some manure. You guys go.
Thank you for being nice to our sanity with not describing what he's going to do to that manure.
And the stables are actually outside in the actual city. They're actually closer to the inn, so you guys come back to the inner gate and they let you in. You go just past the inner gate, and there is the manor, the grand manor home. And as you walk on up to it, the door is closed. I'm assuming you knock on the door.
He's in an indifferent mood. He'd probably just stand there.
A half-orc is standing there in a tuxedo.
Hi.
There's big tusks right here. Did she think it's a half-orc?
Hello, I'm here to see Lord Patrick to report that the Bullywug problem has been dealt with.
Alright. Thank you.
And of course, to collect our reward.
Ah! Okay. I'm on him.
He just turns around and walks back into the house, leaving the door open.
Then I will follow.
I leave the door open. Better.
Go inside, and there, you know, there's a sitting room. Go in.
I know, but where's my mayor?
As you walk in, there's a younger woman sitting there. She's got a tray of some meats and cheeses that she's munching on. Oh! Company! Please, sit down.
Real. Sit down.
I'm Rhea Patrick.
Pleasure to meet you.
Lady of this area.
I have sat on the floor, so I can't reach her.
Look, Andre, we're almost twins. Mine's a slightly different color.
How are you?
I've been better, but it's one of those days. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's wrong with him now?
Would you care for some meat and cheese?
He's suddenly all spastic. What the hell?
No, this is his wife.
Oh.
Yeah. I will accept some meat, thank you.
You're only like, what? A whole head, shoulders, and chest taller than her?
What about your mate?
Cheese?
She would like some cheese.
Here you go.
Thank you.
No problem. So, what brings you to our lovely house today?
Your husband had sent us to go deal with the local Bullywug problem, seeing as how they're more organized and terrorizing Ben.
And did you deal with the
yes,
the filthy things?
They were being organized by a goblin on behalf of a higher power.
Oh, dear. Well, my husband will be glad to hear that. And he'll be that down soon.
I make myself comfortable. This is going to take a while.
A little while goes by, and Lord Padraic will come down. Padraic comes down. He's dressed in some nice finery, and he goes, "Rogar, my good friend! It is a pleasure to see you again."
Hello.
You as well. Why so down? Why so glum, old boy?
It's one of those days.
Oh, believe me, tell me about it. My investments aren't doing particularly well.
Well, you then know. You will be pleased to hear that the Bullywugs will not be harassing your investments any longer.
Oh, jolly good work! Jolly good work! Tell me about them. What happened?
We had found that they were being organized by a goblin by the name of Iron Tooth, who was, doing it on behalf of a... I can never pronounce that name.
Calorel. Lucky!
He was attempting to, use them as a distraction while they dug for an object to summon a Lord Orcus so that he could prey upon your town.
Orcus? Mm-hmm. That sounds particularly unpleasant. Don't believe I've heard of this orcs before.
Then you may wish to speak to your sage. But that's not my business.
Right. Ah, well, payment, of course. Pulls out a pouch. Yeah, there's 100 gold pieces for your troubles.
Thank you.
Generous, if there's anything else I can do for you, please don't hesitate to ask. You will always be welcome in my home, you and your servants.
You are so gracious and kind.
Oh, well, it's just not every day that someone of good noble dragon blood shows up and blesses our city with his presence.
Well,
could a healer not fix your wife?
Excuse me?
I believe it is.
Did your servant just speak to me?
She sneezed.
Zoomed height!
It is.
Bless you! She does speak common, doesn't she?
No.
Oh.
She's only heard a few words.
Oh.
She, like a parrot, repeats them without knowing what they mean.
Well, that shows some intelligence, usually.
Usually our fighter is screaming for a healer.
Oh.
And fix me.
Oh.
That's good, yes. Well. Mental note to stomp on his foot when we get outside.
I will, of course, give a gracious bow and withdraw.
Of course.
I stare. And I leave.
I don't care.
What an awful person. Yes, dear.
And you guys leave?
Meanwhile, at the lovely tower, you guys come up the tower, and the tower door is locked. You knock on it. There's some scrambling about the shutter open.
Little antsy there.
Yeah. Boom.
Wow. Okay.
Come on,
I'll
go.
Step inside.
Junk. Chain. Barricade.
Wait, you forgot this one. Slink.
Junk. Junk.
paranoid much?
Oh. You say Orcus around here? Ooh. Oh, good. I know about the demon lord. I've read about him. I want to say his name.
And do you think Morlox is going to stop him?
It might deter him. It's more for my self-security, all right?
Okay.
Oh. The books and my scrolls, they told me that the keep up there was built in the old empire, as I suspected. Not watched from marauders, though, of course, you know. It was built over the site, from what I can tell, of a rift to the place called the Shadowfell. It's a place of darkness and shadows. Give me an Arcana check.
Twenty-three.
Yes, you would recognize the Shadowfell as sort of the dimension of really darkness, and it's the known as the plane below. You know, it's the Shadowfell is where lots of evil things are. It's like the abyss and all that sort of that realm of reality.
What's that?
Now, not from what I've read, not all of the Shadowfell is evil, mind you, but the rift is apparently. From the things I've read, it connects to an unholy sanctuary of Orcus, who is the demon lord of undead.
I'm familiar with Orcus.
The skeletons, ghouls, those things, all him. You know, fouler creatures, they crawl through the opening to the light of day. The Empire destroyed the undead and then sealed the rift, then built the keep over its location. To watch over it and contain its threat. Have you ever heard of the Sacred Stones?
I'm assuming in my cleric training somewhere, priest training somewhere along the line, I would have.
Yes, they're an ancient legend. the Sacred Stones, there were a number of them, some number of them between 7 and 15, around the whole world, and they were built to seal in great evil. And this rift in the Shadowfell was brought about by the rupturing of one of the sacred stones upon the very site. At least that's sort of the legend I'm reading here. I thought the end of the story was that they built the keep over it, sealed the rift, and, you know, that was it. But now I'm not so sure. Those are Think Goblins' lair in the ruin, so they avoid the area. Goblins have taken over the ruins, and they haven't bothered the farms or the village, which is odd. And you said something about a goblin organizing the Bullywugs, which concerns me even more.
Mm-hmm.
The people of Burkolo avoid the keep. Some leave it alone because, you know, all ancient ruins have a disturbing feeling about them, you know. Any place you go,
like
that, they're creepy. Some say it's haunted, others fear the rumors of goblins using it as a lair, obviously. But whatever the reason behind its solitude, one fact's clear. From my scrolls, I found that within two short decades after the collapse of the old empire, the keep was abandoned and left to fall apart to decay. About 80 years ago, the commander of the keep's garrison was someone named Sir Keegan. He put into motion events that led to the keep's downfall. I don't know whether it was the rift's influence on him, or maybe he was an insane monster driven by demons. We may never know, obviously. Whatever the case, at the stroke of midnight on that day 80 years ago, Sir Keegan began systematically slaughtering every resident of the keep. His own wife and children were first to fall to his blade, and then his trusted advisors, and finally many of the soldiers under his command. Now, Sir Keegan was too skilled a warrior for any one soldier to defeat, yet eventually his garrison mustered an organized defense, and they killed him. They stopped him. Although many brave soldiers died, they managed to drive the Mad Knight into the passages beneath the keep and finally dispatch him. The keep became notorious for a time as one of the last bastions of the Empire, whose name is now lost. We don't know really the name of the Empire anymore. Some say it was Janon, some say it was some old ruler called Rudimon. I don't know, but there was no, since the Empire was gone, there was no one to order it back into service, to you know, replenish soldiers, that sort of thing. So eventually it was abandoned. It was feared for a time, and eventually, more or less, people forgot about it. An earthquake a few years later, from what I've read, collapse the upper towers and walls and turn the place into a ruin of tumbled stone. Rumors persist of great treasures buried beneath the keep. You know, I read accounts here and there of some sages and bards saying, oh yes, there must be a great hoard of magical stuff there, whatever. So, yet very few, from what I can tell, very few people have explored the passages over the years, just based on the legends. Sir Keegan's ghost is said to roam the corridors beneath the ruins, walking in grief over the tragedy of his life. The people of Brook Hollow avoid the place, obviously, and the mere mention of the keep around here is sometimes considered bad luck by some of the older farmers and villagers. So it's not a nice place, put it that way. But this doesn't bode well. You know, if servants of Orcus are active in the area, and they're likely interested in nothing less than reopening the rift. This is terrible. If death cultists unseal the rift, a tide of undead could descend upon Brook Hollow, and then eventually Kynrim and other places around here could even get as far west as Nuln. Today, now, we have no empire to call for aid, obviously. We're sort of on our own. We could call the Kynrim, but I don't know what they'd be able to do to stop a rift opening up and legions of undead led by Orcus coming through, if necessary. They'd overwhelm us easily. They'd establish a kingdom of death here. Something has to be done. I mean, we can't let them open this rift.
I agree with you completely. And as one who's a little bit more experienced on the scholarly things, I'm more than open to suggestions.
I would say first talk to Lord Padraic. He might give you some monetary dispensation. I could talk to him if you wish, and then pass it on. And then I'd say it's key to find this Calorel man and stop him before he opens the rift. And as long as you can stop him from opening the rift, stop him from doing whatever unholy thing it is he's trying to do. According to your note here, he's going to open the rift in a few days. I don't know when this note came to this Iron Tooth. He's obviously planning on sending him down here. But we obviously need to something. He needs to be stopped. The rift is in the keep. It's in the old keep, which is where I would assume he's going to be. And he needs to be stopped.
Okay.
And unfortunately, there's no one else to do it around here.
I couldn't agree more.
As great as our village guards are, they weren't even equipped really or ready to deal with bullywugs. But I could talk to Lord Padraic. I could maybe get some monetary compensation from you guys. Something.
Well, take the letter, show it to Lord Padraic.
Right.
And maybe that'll help him understand the gravity of the situation.
Mm-hmm. And I'll explain to him what I just explained to you.
Obviously. Yeah, and maybe it'll get him on the lookout for the spy.
Yes.
Because whoever that is, I'm guessing it's probably someone who either A, has a lot of access to information, or B, is someone in the city hierarchy itself. So
it could be anybody.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord. Oh God.
That'll get him working. And in the meantime, we'll work on things to see if we can't explore and resolve this issue with Calorel and prevent this. Because heaven knows, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I'd rather not deal with pounds upon pounds of dead flesh walking out to get me.
I have a lot of flesh. I don't want them to eat it. I've grown rather attached to it. All right.
Yeah, we'll resolve this problem, and then we'll get the expedition towards the dragon site taken care of as well. One fire at a time.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, and then I will, unless he has any more information he wants to share, then...
Nope.
All right.
Let you go on your way.
Excellent. On the way back to the tavern, I'm going to see if I can't find the gal that sells flowers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
she will be there.
Okay.
And we're always there, so.
You should get some for the Bollywood.
That's not what I was thinking, but... So, How long have you been selling flowers here?
Hmm?
How long have you been selling flowers?
Oh, I sort of lose count of the years after a while.
Okay. So, but it's been, clearly it's been a long time since you can't quite recall.
Oh, well, no.
She is enough.
Yeah.
The years sort of blur, really.
Okay. Well, you have a lovely selection. Are these homegrown? Are they gathered from the wild? Or
I gathered them up near the keep.
Oh, so these are natural flowers.
Yes.
That's wonderful. You have an excellent selection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do a lot of people come through here and...
Aren't flowers usually natural?
Well, they're not...
These are unnatural flowers.
Oh,
the flowers are
these are mutant flowers.
These are the special blood flowers that eat children.
That's what little shop of horrors.
little shop of horrors. Anyway. Do a lot of people come through and buy your flowers? Is there a pretty good market here?
A few things.
Who are some of your best customers?
Oh, gosh, really? We get some occasional travelers. Many of the people coming through here are heading towards Kyneman. It's a big, much bigger port city, obviously. I sort of make enough to get by and sort of stay. I like it around here. It's nice. So.
Okay. Well, maybe you could help me. I'm actually trying to... clearly, the people around here seem to be a little on edge, and they weren't when we left. What's happened the past couple of days? Was there anything significant?
I really don't know. I just sort of feel out of sorts is all. You know, like someone's walked over your grave, you know?
Hmm. Okay.
Nothing really I could pinpoint, but it's just really over the last day, it just sort of felt kind of...
Off?
Off, yes. What you said. Here, dearie.
Have a flower. Oh, I can give it to the Bullywog.
All right.
Clark will like it.
Has anyone been asking a lot of questions, gathering odd amounts of information, or had really weird... I know today everyone's kind of seemed on edge, but has anybody seemed like that for the past couple of days, the past month? How long you can think about it?
No. Not that I can think of, but, a lot goes by without me noticing, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Anytime.
How much for your flowers? And I'll buy a couple of flowers from her.
Heck yeah, just a couple coppers, really.
Yeah,
not much.
I'm going to take those back to the clerk.
And then we'll head back. I'll head back to the tavern and.
I have to find Clark.
No, I'm not giving them to Clark. Clark will eat them.
So maybe make them smell a little bit better.
No, because if it goes in the mouth, it comes out the butt.
Oh. Didn't think of it that way.
All right. You guys will eventually all rendezvous back at more or less the same time, a little bit, at the tavern.
I'll go ahead and hand everyone 20 gold.
Money!
Cash money!
Money. It must be money. So, how was your bath?
Well, great, until you showed up, though.
Well, we can't leave him tied up in the stable forever. I'd say it's just not humane, but he's not
human.
Really human. But then again, neither am I, so take that for what it's worth.
I'm not human either.
You guys should remove your people from the map.
I do have some interesting news, though. I spoke with the sage in the tower, and
as you guys were coming back, Valfrun, the fat guy, Valfrun, waddles past you guys, sort of in a huff, clutching some scrolls to him, says something really hurriedly to the gate guards, who wave him on in, and he runs on up to the house.
Okay. Valfrun and I discussed some things. Orcus, apparently, the rift, he dug through a bunch of his books and his scrolls and all the journals and whatnot that he has.
And he believes that the rift that once existed and was sealed is now weakened, and he believes that Kalarel is trying to reopen that and flood the world with undead, much similar to the note that he left. We discussed the keep and its history a little bit in depth, and he was going to go talk to Lord Padraic, thank you. Lord Padraic, and see if he couldn't get the city to start organizing in case it needs to defend itself, and see if it couldn't fund a little bit of an expedition up to the keep for us. If this is the case, and if they are trying to reopen the rift as it looks, then it's going to be a problem for not just this immediate city, but after the city it'll move on, and it'll be a never-ending problem coming out of this rift from the hordes of Lord Orcus and whatever infernal Shadowfell, whatever this is, until they can seal it again.
It's made of lots of bad.
So,
suck.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm thinking I'm going to spend a little bit of time with the mirror and with the... that was really the only artifact we found from the dig. So I'll spend some time with the mirror and see if I can't find out more about it. Meditate on that and ponder on that a little bit. And maybe that'll help us in some way.
So why did you stop me from asking questions about his wife?
I'm going to take the mirror and disappear in the room.
Okay.
But too many, and she might take offense. The last thing we need is an irritated noble. Nobles are such a pain.
But what if we could find someone to heal her?
Just because she talks funny doesn't mean it's bad.
23 on the arcana.
But whatever.
23.
I'm not saying she's a bad person, but she might live a fuller life if she were able to communicate.
Is Nathan, you're done taking your bath?
Oh yeah, I know.
He's never nice coming
lavender,
out of the tub.
Your lavender bubble bath. You know.
Rainier's going, rubber ducky,
you're the one. Squeaky, squeaky.
You make bad times lots of fun.
I'm so not going in that room.
Yes, you guys go. Let's go tell.
No.
We'll send Clark in to tell him.
Do you realize he's still over at the stables?
He can stay there for a little bit. I'd go get him, but
his
I just don't care right
eat,
now.
Right? You left him with food, right?
There's horses there.
It's Clark. He'll eat anything.
There were horses there. Yes, there were a few horses in the stables. Yes.
There aren't any more.
No.
He had a sack.
No, he dropped that upside down.
Oh, dang it. He didn't have his sack. Oh, well.
He dropped it. That.
No, I'm off to the mirror. I'm
okay. You are meditating over the mirror. And as you are meditating over it... you're looking at your reflection and looking at your reflection, and then your reflection sort of shimmers and fades. Mm-hmm. And then you're looking into the mirror surface has become sort of liquid and black. And then it sort of ripples, like someone just dropped something into it. And then these sort of dark, shadowy tentacles sort of rise a little bit out of the mirror and sort of sit there wistfully in front of your face, and you sort of realize you're looking deep into this dark void, and these shadowy tentacles are like fingers or hands that are coming towards you.
Probably not.
I'm moving a little bit further away from my
way,
face.
They come out about hand's length from the mirror, but they don't come any further. And you're looking through the mirror, and you're seeing shadows moving on shadows, basically. And with that arcana check, you're pretty certain you're looking into the Shadowfell. But you don't know where or what you're looking at yet. But there's something moving, but it's... You can't see what it is.
Okay.
Something big and nasty looking.
Well,
but
and
you're fairly certain that this is that this device isn't a gateway. It's just a something who looks through.
Yeah,
and so those tendrils aren't going to do anything nasty. You're pretty sure, but you don't probably want to test that.
So. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold the mirror at arm's length and pass my holy symbols attached to the broad side of my warhammer,
mm-hmm.
and see if there's any reaction to that.
No reaction.
No? Okay. No.
The item itself is not an unholy item. So.
I just didn't know if the tendrils would react.
No.
Okay.
They're almost like, you know, sort of just heavy black mist, and you move in front of it, and they sort of disperse, and they come back, you know.
Okay. I'm assuming there's some sort of dust or dust bunnies or something somewhere there I can grab and kind of drop and see if it enters the mirror or how it reacts.
Sits, you hold the mirror flat.
Yeah, and then drop the dust.
It sits on the surface of the mirror, and around it, it creates that ripple effect, but when you lift it up, there's no residue on it. And
the tendrils just passes right through the tendrils. Okay.
Well, it does disturb the tendrils. It's just like it's like smoke or mist or something.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you do wave your hand at it, it does have a visible reaction, but then they come back because it just emanates from the mirror.
All right.
And then if you concentrate a little bit more, it goes back to being a regular mirror.
So do I have the capability of triggering that kind of a thing at will?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be you'll have to make an arcana check to do it. But.
Right. Okay. I will tuck that into my.
Your handy pack?
Yep. And I will wait for news from the Lord and his sage.
Alright. After a bit, you guys downstairs, Valthrun will come back, will come into the establishment. In fact, others will come in. You know, Elyon is still there drinking and but now he's eyeing everyone like this.
Who, Elyon is eyeing us?
Elyon.
Probably including
He's eyeing everybody.
The pig farmer. Has he switched from ale to water?
No. No, he's still chugging down the ale. And a few others, you know, some off-duty guards come on in. The elf Ninarin comes back in, takes up her usual spot, and... sits there and nurses her drink. After a bit, Valthrun comes back in, red-faced, like he's been running around. He looks around.
It's the most exercise he's had in years.
Yes, looks over at you guys and waddles over your table and sort of collapses onto an open chair. He goes, "Oh, that's the most exercise I've had in years." Woo! Where's your other dwarf friend? Belda, I think was her name. Did she talk to you guys? Tell you what's going on?
Yes. You did, didn't you? Yes.
Okay, I talked to, he looks around and goes, I talked to Lord Padraig, and, he agrees that it's something that must be dealt with. Albeit it must be dealt with quietly so as not to incite a panic. You understand? Anyway, he agreed to pay you 250 gold to do this. Because obviously whatever you find in the keep is yours. Nobody here wants it. Is it not enough? Or, I mean, I hope it is, because we need someone to deal with this.
We would do it even if he wasn't offering us money.
Well, don't say that.
That's very noble.
No one's stopping me.
We're mercenaries.
I'm not down here, so... Yeah.
I am, though. No, 250 gold is...
That's very noble.
That's 50 a person.
Thank you.
It's 50
ahead. You know, I've heard word about goblins out there, right? So that is kind of stuff. At which point, you're still up in room.
Yeah, whenever I'm done, I'll come.
Yeah, when you finish, you'll come down.
I'll ask him about the guy's wife. How come they didn't have a healer fix her speech impediment?
Oh, well, when she was kind of embarrassed. When she was young, she got very sick during one really bad winter, and a healer, he came through town. It was a mage of some kind, or don't really think it was a cleric of any kind, but gave her a potion to help her, and it sort of made the problem worse and gave her that stutter. So ever since then, she hasn't been very open to any magical-oriented assistance.
I see.
So, yeah. But that's where she got the stutter. She's obviously...
It's not her fault. Nothing to be ashamed of.
No, but you understand. She's embarrassed about it. She's a lovely lady. Gets very protective of her husband and does not like people throwing magic around near her. Just so you know.
That's good information.
Her husband with a
You've come back downstairs, and so sort of what state are you in when you come back downstairs? You check on Dovin. Dovin is sleeping soundly.
I am absolutely happy. I come bouncing down the stairs with a giant grin on my face.
Like, oh, right, evil shadow rounds.
No, more like, all right, I figured out how to use it. I'm very proud of myself. Oh. But I'm still that good. So I'll come bounding back down the stairs and, hey, so what do you say? Do we got the job?
Oh, yes, yes. Certainly, yes.
Great. When do we leave?
That's ultimately up to you.
We'll need some supplies. Where can we get them?
Wow.
Haven't the wagon...
What's going on here? What's all this?
Haven't the wagon been yet?
What's all this?
Well, we need some supplies. So we'll go acquire those, and we'll start in the morning.
Hey, Silvana. Silvana. Yes, dear? Did the wagons come in yet? No, come to think of it, they haven't. They were due today, weren't they? Which point the door bursts open, and a man comes in, and he's got a two arrows in his side. Stumbles forward. He's got one of the guards is helping him in. They sit him down. He goes, "Ah, no, bullywugs, foul, nasty things."
Oh, I got rid of them all.
Rid of the bullywug.
It's like, quickly, get something for this man.
Move out of the way.
Go find the sister.
I'll remove the arrows and mend and.
Where did you find your bullywogs?
And how long ago?
Are you asking him or are you asking who are you asking?
Asking the guy who's
the injured man.
Okay. I'm driving the wagons. They attacked the wagons. There are others. I got away. Taking them alive. I don't know. There's a lot of them. I don't know. After a little bit, Lord Padraig comes in with his personal guard, i.e. two of the regulars. He goes, oh dear, is he dying?
No, he's hurt, but he's not dying.
I don't want anyone dying. Are you okay, Goldbean? What was his name? Was Thomas. Thomas. So, Thomas, are you all right?
Looks
what about
like
the wagons? Bullywugs attacked us. They knocked the wagon, one of the wagons over. I ran. They shot at me. Where Patrick's like, oh dear, that was a fresh supply of food and
well, time to go.
Hey,
let's go get it.
Yep.
We're going.
Let's go.
We're going.
We're out the door.
Let me go get my bullywog.
What better than fighting bullywogs? Bullywogs!
Thomas, how many were there?
A few. There were maybe
a few dozen, you know, 24, 25. Could have been more. I wasn't really counting.
It was more than five, because that's all I could
count. There was
about
four. Four guys, four people with me. Oh, yeah. Please try to find them. Oh, yeah.
So they took them alive?
Yeah.
What direction did they take them in?
I didn't see.
Okay.
I didn't see, but follow the road. Follow the road, find the way.
We need to get to there, have the ranger wander around for a while until she eventually finds something.
All right.
While he's getting the bullywug, I'm going to stop off and get some supplies for the bullywug, get him some more javelins.
Okay, so, okay. You go over to the smithy to buy some general stuff. So he's doing his smith thing, working on something. Like, yep.
I was wondering if you have any javelins handy.
Yep.
I was wondering if you might be willing to let me purchase them from you.
Yep.
Okay, how much?
Oh.
Let me look it up here in my conveniently placed PHB.
Yes.
Known as the Price Handler Book.
Let me look at my price guide here. My pricing. Let's see how javelins have appreciated over the last couple of weeks. You know, I mean, the gold to javelin ratio is probably about the same, but you never really know. You know, it could be one of those strange things. A javelin is 5 gold.
5 gold per javelin?
Per javelin.
Wow.
Wow, that's right.
Did we salvage his old ones?
He had five other ones. What you can do is make a saving throw 5 times. If you get a 10 or higher, then you save.
Yes.
So yes.
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 Yes. So you saved five. You managed to recover 5 of them.
Sorry, guys. I'm out of rolling for the night. There was 2 20s and everything was above 10. I can't roll anything. I'm going to go home.
Night.
Jessica, quick. Sub out. Tap out.
Tag.
All right. Normally, I would know what would go into bantering and price haggling, but it's... What would that be?
Probably diplomacy.
Diplomacy?
Yeah.
All right, then I'm...
Or thievery.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that so much.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present... A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. You can email the show at thousandmonkeysproductions@gmail.com. Visit our website to find our episode archives, our actual play, our main feed, as well as promos, links, and a gallery. You'll also find our RPG Now Pick of the Week, our Amazon Pick of the Week, and you can even go through some of our snippet review episodes. We are also shameless, and if you wish to donate some money to the wonderful Gen Con Fund, or just give money to the show in general, there is also a donate button on our site via PayPal. So visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven is part of the Vorpal Network. The Gamers Haven podcast and Thousand Monkeys Productions and CantCon are copyright by Ethan Parker. Gamers Haven is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music for the show is provided by Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. Other music is used with permission under license. Just like we're scambling.